SBS. Horses World.
I'm Natasha Renault in Aldershot. Royal Ascot is one of the biggest social events of the year, with beautiful outfits and even more stunning hats. Joining me now is milliner Angela Bruce. On the Friday of Royal Ascot, for the last few years, it's been Armed Forces Day, and you've created three stunning hats. Can you just tell us about the designs from the previous years?
The first year I was asked to make a hat, it was a bit of an experiment. We didn't know how it would go down or what publicity the fund would receive. I made a hawk for that first one. It was literally an aeroplane sitting on top of someone's head. The second year was more of a vintage-inspired Spitfire hat, and last year, again, it was the hawk, but three red arrows kind of shooting into the sky.
So how do you get your inspiration for them?
I tend to use shapes that I like, so I really like the shape of the Spitfire, and I want to try and create a bit of movement and just kind of the effect of an aeroplane going through the air. So it's kind of important that it's an aeroplane that somebody would recognise. It takes hours and hours, and I make them over a period of probably 2 months.
Now, you said that when you go to Royal Ascot, the aim of the hats is to get some publicity for the RAF Benevolent Fund. So what's your link with the charity?
I've worked for the charity for the last 7 years. My father did his national service in the RAF and absolutely adored aeroplanes and anything RAF related. So I've worked here quite a while, and I'm a professional milliner, so the two have linked together, really.
So you've designed a hawk, a Spitfire and a red arrow hat in previous years. Tell us, are you going to be designing for this year at Royal Ascot?
It will be along the lines of the previous hats, but there'll be 5 miniature aircraft, but they'll all be beaded and kind of two-dimensional rather than the 3D aeroplanes I've done so far. And they're on wooden horns that make them fly through the air above the hat. Still a military-styled hat as well in terms of the shape. I've got a typhoon, a tornado, a vampire, a Spitfire and a Chinook. Hopefully the people will be able to recognise what they are.
It sounds absolutely incredible. And your hats get so much attention at Royal Ascot. How does that feel for you?
It feels really nice. My main aim is for the Royal Air Force Benevolent Fund to get publicity. It's a nice thing to know that I've achieved the aim, really, and to have a nice picture in the papers.
I'm Natasha Renault in Aldershot for BFBS.